You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 12th of September 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, later on today in Real Britannia we will be talking about the sad passing away of the Queen and the new Liz Truss administration, so I won't be talking about that today in this episode. What I want to talk about today is the gradual acceptance of paedophilia and how this is happening, within schools. We've seen the drag queen story hour and how that encourages young children to dress up as drag queens. And we've heard about how when young children wear makeup, they are effectively advertising that they are sexually available. That is one of the reasons why people wear lipstick and blusher. And now we also have this term which people are trying to get us to refer to pedophiles as, minor attracted persons, rather than child abusing devils, because what they're actually doing is taking the innocence away from the most innocent members of society. I don't believe it is that they are attracted to minors. They may have a sexual fetish for minors, but it's not that they're attracted to them. They don't want a relationship with them. They don't want companionship. They don't want a connection. It's a purely sexual thing with them. And I think they should be identified and then the public should be protected from them. There are various ways we could do this. They could be chemically castrated. They could be kept in separate areas. And the same as you would do with somebody that had a violent psychological problem. And if they were put on the streets, they might violently attack someone. We should be protected from them as well. Now, I'm talking about this particularly because this is in the news today, because a Texas teacher has been fired after she was caught on tape instructing students not to use the word pedophiles, but instead to use the term minor attracted persons. And of course, that's to avoid giving offence to pedophiles, since we now cannot give offence to various different groups in society, and we cannot give offence to homosexuals, cannot give offence to transgenders. And of course, the next term on the list is going to be pedophiles. Amber Parker, who taught English at Franklin High School in El Paso, was sacked from her job after making the comments in class, which were captured on video and subsequently shared to social media. And it is a white teacher that is doing this, a white female. During the 18-second long clip that was posted to TikTok, the teacher can be heard telling students, "Stop calling them that. You are not allowed to label people like that. Stop it, Diego. We are not going to call them that." So she's basically standing up for the pedophiles, saying that the term pedophile is offensive. It stigmatizes the child abuser. It's like saying you shouldn't call a murderer a murderer. Child abuse is just about the worst thing that we have that goes on in our society. The absolute very worst. And she's saying, well, we cannot call it what it is. I think the term pedophile itself is extremely mild, because philia is love, and pedo is child. So it's talking about child love, and it's not child love. It's child abuse. So the term pedophile is an extremely mild word to use anyway. Child rapist would be far more accurate. Children cannot give consent. these perverts that try to do this, they would try to say, oh, well, the child enjoys it. Children cannot give consent. They cannot possibly understand what is actually going on because they're still children. They haven't gone through puberty, so they don't understand it. It's absolutely sick what is going on here, and trying to normalize it is possibly even worse. Parker can be heard instructing her English students in the clip, "We are going to call them MAPS, minor attracted persons. So don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old." And that's just an incredible statement to make, isn't it? Because what she's saying there is that five-year-olds can give consent, because she's saying sex, she's not saying rape. She's saying they want to have sex with a five-year-old. Sex isn't rape, is it? Rape is sex with force, sex without consent. And what she's talking about is they want to have sex with a five-year-old. She should have said they want to rape a five-year-old. And how she can say don't judge people because they want to do that. I mean, if you can't judge somebody because they are raping children, then what else are you going to judge them for? I mean, what, is murder okay, I guess? The term minor attracted persons allows people to escape the stigma attached to the word pedophile, where there should be a stigma attached to anything that harms children. The school district was immediately informed of the incident, which occurred last week, and an investigation was launched, initially leading to Parker's suspension. And then the video was seen all over the internet as well, so that I guess there would have been a lot of pressure on the school to do something about this. El Paso's Independent School District Board of Trustees, led by Superintendent Diana Saavedra, then unanimously voted to fire Parker following her controversial remarks. Lisa Rodriguez said on Friday, after a thorough investigation was conducted on September 6th, during a special board meeting, the Board of Trustees approved a decision to notify a Franklin High School teacher of proposed termination. Any allegation of potential misconduct is investigated thoroughly, and the safety of our students is a top priority. And of course, they're saying this now, but if you were to go back 20 years ago, they would have said that the promotion of homosexuality was misconduct, and that shouldn't go on. I mean, we had, I think, could have been called Section 23, something like that. The Conservative Party brought it in, and there was no promotion of homosexuality that was allowed in schools, and that's now being changed. And you can see the gradual normalization of all these variations of sexualities, all these variations from the norm, which is between a man and a woman, and the end result is having a child. Decouple the sex from the procreation aspect of it, and it just becomes about pleasure. It just becomes about doing something that you enjoy, or for what you think somebody else is enjoying. And if it just becomes all about pleasure and pleasure for yourself, then why should there be any restriction on what you do in order to do that? And that's, of course, why we ended up with homosexuality, transgenderism, bisexuality, bestiality is another one. I mean, there was a protest the other day in Germany, bestiality fetishists protesting that they want the law changed so that they can rape animals. And this is where you end up when you separate the sexual act from the procreation side of it. In marriage, it's supposed to sanctify the marriage. It's supposed to bring the two people closer together, and the end result of that is a new life that's created. It's not supposed to be just about pleasure. And of course, when they say it's just about pleasure, these pedophiles will say, oh, well, the children enjoy it. They enjoy it. So what's wrong with it? Of course, it destroys their lives. It damages them for the rest of their life because you've taken their innocence away from them. That's why I say that these pedophiles are in actual fact devils. It wasn't clear in what context the discussion had been taking place. However, students have said it was all part of a class debate as they prepared to read The Crucible. So we don't have the context to this video. We just have this short TikTok clip. Some students and parents were quick to defend the teacher, who believed that the clip did not represent Parker's beliefs and the conversation was taken out of context. And that could be the case. She may have been quoting somebody. She may have been saying that this is what's going on today. This is the sort of thing that is promoted. And you do have to say that it could have been taken out of context. And a lot of these cases that do make it to the newspapers, they are taken out of context. But others blasted her for her words. And after an investigation, school authorities also concluded that her conduct deserved further punishment. She is now on paid administrative leave pending termination. So she's going to be sacked for this. Ryan Ruvalcaba, a junior at Franklin High School, said she, the teacher, was expressing how it was ridiculous how we, society, might not be able to call people pedophiles. That we, a society, will probably have to start calling them MAPS because it can be offensive to the pedophiles, and the class agreed. So here is somebody that was at the school itself, and he says that is in actual fact what she was doing. She was making a commentary on what's happening in society today. But after this investigation, clearly they have said that that is not what was going on. The El Paso Independent School District declined to formally answer questions on what led to the classroom discussion, but Daniel Call, a school board trustee, said he believed Parker was pretending to advocate a position to challenge her students and prepare them to read the play. But 1 week later, he suddenly changed his mind. Any reasonable person that heard what the seven trustees heard would have voted to terminate Amber Parker, he said to KFOX TV. Explaining his U-turn, Call said there were more things that the public may not know about that were included in the closed findings. So perhaps she had been saying other things like this and subverting the children with this. But it is surprising, because what we keep hearing about at these schools is that they are promoting all these different sexualities, all these different genders. I mean, they're even talking about showing children pornography so that they get used to it, so they know what it is when they find it on the television. We've got over here in Wales at the moment, they're talking about teaching five-year-olds about masturbation. And a lot of the stuff that they're talking about teaching the children now, it comes from Alfred Kinsey's findings. And we know that he went to convicted pedophiles and got what they said about children, and then put that down in his tables in his book. And that became the basis for sexual education. And that's the sort of thing that's now being taught to children. So I do find it surprising that this teacher has actually been sacked for this. They are saying that there was other things that she had been saying, and these were included in these closed findings. But we would need to find out what they are. I mean, it'd be terrible if she had been making this I mean, it might be that she had been making a commentary on this, saying about the decline in morals, and that we may end up having to call pedophiles these MAPS. And it may be that that's what she's saying. And she may also have been critical of the way transgenderism is promoted, say, and that could be the reason why she's been sacked. But of course, the general public are thinking, well, she's excusing pedophilia here. Parker, a married mother of five children and two grandchildren, was identified by the Teachers Association as the woman on the recording. But when the Daily Mail reached out to Parker, she claimed she was not legally allowed to comment at this time. Jason Parker, her husband, wrote on Facebook following the video's circulation, "I happen to be the husband of the teacher in question, and I can tell you that we were shaken to the core about these accusations. It is both scary and disturbing that an edited 18-second clip could destroy a 30-year career when taken completely out of context. She is exemplary as a teacher and truly cares about the students. Needless to say, we have spent many sleepless nights because of this cruel release to social media of the 18 seconds. We pray that you and the rest of the board will see this for what it is and not allow an edited video to destroy an innocent woman, her career and her family in the process." So I mean, it could be that she was just making social commentary, and that she may have been critical of other things like this in the past. And because she's been critical of transgenderism or the promotion of pride, that could be the reason that she's been sacked, not because she was actually promoting this idea of calling them MAPS instead of calling them pedophiles. Norma De La Rosa, the El Paso Teachers Association president, said she is disappointed and angry that the decision to terminate Parker was approved so quickly. The school board had recommended Parker's suspension without pay or end of term termination of the 22-23 probationary employment contract, and Parker has the ability to appeal the decision. So it was also because there's all this pressure. And if she wasn't actually saying that in the video, because everybody thinks that she was, it's obviously going to have a negative effect on the school. Now, we have another case where it wasn't as ambiguous as this. Parker is not the only educator to use the term minor attracted person. In 2020, a transgender Old Dominion professor was forced to resign after they defended pedophiles by saying society should refer to them as minor attracted persons. Alan Walker, 34, was later hired by Johns Hopkins University as a postdoctoral fellow for the Baltimore School at a center aimed at preventing child sexual abuse. So somebody that defends pedophiles and tries to get the stigma removed from them is then employed at a center that claims to be preventing child sexual abuse. It's rather like the bill to abolish usury that came about, and I think in the 15th, 16th century in Britain, and it was actually a bill to allow usury. It allowed usury up to about 10%. So I suspect that this centre that claims to be preventing child sexual abuse, their ways to prevent it is to take away the stigma from the people carrying it out, perhaps to lower the age of consent, and then there won't actually be any child sexual abuse because it won't be possible to abuse a child because they'll be able to actually give consent. And that's the sort of logic that we see happening with these things. We see, I think it's UNESCO, arguing for the rights of a child, like human rights. They want the rights of a child. They want a child to be able to give consent to have sex so that it's not rape. There are all these institutions that are gradually pushing towards this, and they do it under the disguise of promoting rights for children. The center, created in 2012, describes itself on its website as a research center that creates, through rigorous science, a public health approach to preventing child sexual abuse. What do they mean by a public health approach? Well, if you look at drugs and the problem that we have with drugs, and when they say we want a public health approach to drugs, what they mean by that is we want drugs to be legalized so that the problems that they cause, the problems that are caused by having them criminalized, are removed, and the people with drug problems can then go and get help from the medical industry and they can get their drugs prescribed to them. So when they're saying they're trying to create a public health approach to preventing child sexual abuse, I suspect what they're trying to do there is to legalize some forms of child sexual abuse, perhaps with these horrific child sex dolls that apparently these pedophiles can purchase. But of course, if they're going to be using child sex dolls, that's going to encourage them all the more, isn't it? It's going to be rather like pouring oil upon a fire. Walker, who uses they, them pronouns, was forced out of Virginia's Old Dominion University in November 2019 after more than 15,000 outraged onlookers signed a petition to have them removed for the contentious remarks made by the professor that were expanded on in the 2021 book Long Dark Shadow, Minor Attracted People. And these pedophiles, they have their own symbols that they use as well. I recommend people look up these symbols that pedophiles use. We also have Twitter that have said that that they won't allow discrimination against pedophiles on Twitter. And you do get these pedophiles going on Twitter claiming to be minor attracted people, and they have these symbols that they use that if you're a parent, you should try and find out what these symbols are. And anywhere you see them, obviously, that's where you want to avoid as much as possible. I mean, the symbols themselves are extremely sick. It's like a large image with a smaller image underneath it, and they try to make it look completely innocent. Of course, once you know what it is, you can see that that's what it is. It's a large image with a tiny image replicated. So it's sort of saying like a large human with a small human. It's disgusting. Other contentious claims made by the professor, who possesses a doctorate in criminal justice, in the book, include suggestions that pedophiles should also be provided with childlike sex dolls to satisfy their urges, and that the sex crime was not immoral to rape children. And of course, this is their public health approach, is to give these pedophiles sex dolls that look like children, which of course they're going to use that, and then it's just going to teach them exactly how to do what it is that they want to actually do to a child, isn't it? These people should just be locked up away from society, or they should be given the choice. You can be locked up away from society, or you can take these hormone blockers. I think if they were to block their hormones, the sort of drugs that these puberty blockers that they're giving to these children, what they should do is give these pedophiles a choice where you can go on these blockers and you can block all your testosterone so you don't have a sex drive, or you can live in this community of other pedophiles, this gated community where you will be kept safe from temptation and the rest of society will be kept safe from your demonic urges. While promoting the publication, Walker said a lot of people, when they hear the word pedophile, they automatically assume that means sex offender. That isn't true, and it leads to a lot of misconceptions. Well, if they act on their urges, then that means they are a sex offender. And he's saying that the crime itself is not immoral. I mean, that's incredible. But again, it could be taken out of context because this is a newspaper report. But he says that the sex crime itself, which means rape itself, the rape of a child, is not immoral. He says they believe pedophiles don't choose who to be attracted to, so it shouldn't be considered immoral. So they don't choose to be attracted to a child. Well, they choose whether to act on it, they choose whether to think about it, they choose whether to get help to try and avoid it. I guess they would soon come up with banning trying to help pedophiles as well. They've come out with this banning, trying to ban people that try to help homosexuals to become heterosexual, or people who try to help transgenders to be happy with the gender that they are. I mean, that's the logic that he's using here. He's saying that's why it's immoral. You shouldn't have pedophile conversion therapy because it's immoral, because they're just naturally attracted to children. And the reason why they have this perverted urge is usually because they've been abused themselves. And it's just a repeat of this abusive cycle. So the way to break that abusive cycle is to separate the pedophiles from being able to abuse children, or take away those urges with chemicals, chemical castration, I believe they call it. And then you could break the cycle. The professor further said pedophiles should be offered help and are not destined to act on physical urges. Yes, but his help is to encourage the urges by giving them sex dolls. The help that I'm talking about would be to prevent them from having those urges, or prevent them from being able to act on those urges, and protect society as well. You have to think about protecting the rest of society. This professor is just thinking about the pedophiles here. He's not thinking about the consequences of their actions. Walker was also panned for remarks they made in a November interview, where they argued that people can be attracted to children without acting on that impulse. The professor defended using the term minor attracted persons to describe the phenomenon. Well, who is going to trust a pedophile around their children that says, oh, it's okay, I'm not going to act on that impulse? The chances of them acting on that impulse are there. And obviously, nobody wants to risk that with their children. So again, he's putting these what these pedophiles want above what would be safe for society. It doesn't matter if most of them wouldn't act on the impulse. The very fact that some of them would act on that impulse and rape the child if they were around them, that says that we need to be protected from them, doesn't it? It says we have to remove them from society in some way. We have to protect society from them. The professor said using the term minor attracted persons is less stigmatizing than other terms like pedophile. A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender, and that isn't true. And it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attractions towards minors. Well, we want to stigmatize them. We want to stigmatize these people. They're horrific. The damage that they do to a person's life is just unrepairable. They are the very worst people that we have in society. They should be stigmatized. Exactly the same as murderers. should be stigmatized. If they have these perverted sexual urges that can result in destroying a child's life, and usually it's a number of children's lives that have been destroyed, and that the pain and the suffering goes on into adulthood, and they can end up doing the same and abusing other children. They can end up abusing other children when they are still children doing this. It's like a bomb that can go off in a community. And all he's concerned about is, oh, we can't use that term because it might stigmatize the ones that just think about this and just use sex dolls instead of actually going out there and abducting and raping children. The remarks quickly inspired outrage among students, who said the professor was using a blanket term for pedophilia and was an apologist for criminals. The university's own trans advisory board released a statement to call Walker's remarks reprehensible, damaging to the victims of pedophilia, and not reflective of the views of the trans community at large. Yes, they could say that it's not reflective of the views of the trans community or the gay community at large, but we have to remember that in the 70s, there were pedophile organizations that were marching at gay pride in America. The North American Man Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, they were marching, and there were well-known celebrities that were supporting them, that were talking about this, and that were likening it to what went on in Greece. And we also, over here in Britain, we had the Pedophile Information Exchange, which was a group that were swapping pedophile images, and Harriet Harman argued for them to be legalized. And also a group, I think they were called Liberty, I think Shami Chakrabarti fronts them now. I think Liberty were also arguing for this pedophile information exchange to be legalized. So they may say that these views aren't the views of the gay community or the trans community, but a certain portion of that community do support these views, and they do want it normalized. The backlash spurred school brass to place Walker on leave, saying it was for their own safety. A petition was then drafted by students calling for Walker's nixing, which, along with fierce protests on the Virginia school's campus, led to them being fired. So that's good. I mean, it shows that the students there were disgusted at this, and they created a fuss about this, and they got this professor that was normalizing pedophilia, they got them sacked. Following the announcement of Walker's firing, they said in a statement, "I want to be clear. Child sexual abuse is an inexcusable crime. As an assistant professor of sociology and criminal justice, the goal of my research is to prevent crime." And this is the professor here that's talking. They said, "I embarked on this research in hopes of gaining understanding of a group that previously has not been studied in order to identify ways to protect children." So I guess what he's done is he's gone to the pedophiles and said, well, how would you protect children and still be able to go along with your perverted urges? And so they said, oh, yes, if you give us sex dolls, then we wouldn't attack the children, would we? Because we'd have the sex doll. But of course, what they would do is they would practice what they wanted to do to the child on the sex doll. And then it would make it easier for them when they did abduct a child. And it was also encourage them to see that what they are doing is normal. It would normalize it, wouldn't it, if you were to give them these dolls. So say the solution to this is to keep these people locked up away from the rest of society within their own communities. And they do have some of those, I believe, in America. There are some pedophile communities, gated communities. And that's what they should do to protect society from them. Or they should be given a choice, or you can get chemical castration and just no longer have any sexual urges. And I think that would protect most of society, give them this choice. You'd obviously have to make certain that is what they were. And you could just go after anybody that's caught with child pornography and do that with them. Put lock them away in a community, or give them this chemical castration. Yet you have to protect society from these damaged individuals because of the damage that they will do to the rest of us. And we cannot allow the normalization of this. As I said at the beginning, we have the normalization of it with the drag queen story hour. We have it with drag kids. We have it with so-called homosexual kids. And now we have this promotion of minor attracted persons, saying that word instead of pedophiles, because the last thing we would want to do is to stigmatize these devils, would we? Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.